Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Sullivan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dropo moves to third. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to second for the out. Dropo scores. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Batts reaches second base with a double. Delsing moves to third. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball four. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Delsing scores. Batts moves to third. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dropo takes first base on ball four. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Dropo goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Delsing takes first base on ball four. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-1 in the game. Babe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garver strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Sullivan moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Dropo moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Delsing reaches second base with a double. Dropo scores. Niemann goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Tigers. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garver hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels strikes out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Keen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dropo is hit by the pitch. Sullivan moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Lund now playing right field. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-2 in the game. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Batts is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Hamilton pinch hits for Harry Bird. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-4 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Keene scores. One out. It's 7-2, Tigers. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Dropo moves to second. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Del Singh takes first base on ball 4. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Tigers. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Zernial takes first base on ball 4. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-3 in the game. Babe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.